Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Residents of Gillette will soon be able to keep up to 5 chickens within the city limits now that the city council has voted to make a couple of changes to the city code. According to county17.com, the two ordinances outline where in the city birds can be kept and the requirements to house them. The city has 10 days to come up with how to manage and enforce the new portion of the city code before folks can apply to keep their birds. The summer food service program in Gillette will begin on June 1st. Free grab-and-go breakfast and lunches will be available, with pickup each day between 9 a.m. and noon. Friday pickups will also include meals for the weekend. Meals are provided for kids 18 and under. For more information, email byoung@ccsd.k12.wy.us. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. After a career with the county that has lasted 35 years, Parks and Rec Director Rick Manser has announced that he'll be retiring as of June 25th. The news record says Manser started with the county as a youth director in 1985. He and his family moved away briefly in 1989, but returned after 6 months and has lived in Gillette ever since. He says the timing is right for his retirement, and he and his family will continue to make Gillette their home. Campbell County will lift the ban on fireworks from June 25th through July 6th this year, with the knowledge that if dry conditions continue, the ban would have to be reinstated. The normal season for fireworks covers 3 weeks, but upon hearing from proprietors of 2 fireworks stands, the suggestion was made to shorten the season. Fire Chief Jeff Bender says he hopes conditions remain favorable to have fireworks this year. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.